This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Houston. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
And Michael is the CEO of the famous Gray Group. This was years ago known as Gray Advertising, and it is the Gray Group. And you actually became CEO on the very day, August 1st, 2017, the 100th anniversary. Talk about what that day was like.
Well, first of all, it was an incredible day because any agency or any company that makes it to 100 years, I think, is a really impressive feat for that organization. And with that, for me, I'm not going to lie, there was a lot of pressure because I am only the fifth CEO that Gray has had. And it was I became CEO at a time when the agency was undergoing quite a bit of transformation and disruption. The industry was undergoing quite a bit of disruption. And so the pressure of figuring out how to take a storied, reputable, highly successful organization and take that company into the future, there was a lot of pressure. But it was exciting. I actually loved it.
So what were the first steps as CEO? And in fairness, you were pretty young. You were like 46 or something?
Yes,
probably
exactly.
The youngest CEO in history, I'm guessing.
Probably. And the steps were actually pretty well defined by the time we reached the 100th anniversary. I had a pretty clear vision as to what I thought I wanted to do with the organization. And the first thing, which is something that we actually tell a lot of our clients, is when you're looking at your brand, don't throw out the history. So that was the first thing that we wanted to make sure.
And you had to do what you're advising with yourself, which
exactly.
Is not always as easy.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times in the agency business, it's like the cobbler's children. We think about ourselves and how to apply our own knowledge last. But it was extremely important at this point, at the 100th anniversary, to really think about how we would advise a client in terms of managing their brand and positioning it for the future. So in terms of bringing it back to the past in order to leverage it for the future, what we knew was that we had this amazing reputation and history of being an extremely strategic, founded organization and applying creativity to that. I actually broke the entire history of the agency down into a few different components and explained that to my colleagues and then talked about what we needed to do in the future. The first component was, how do you create a sustainable business model? And our organization, Gray, was founded by a 17-year-old man with $100 that he had borrowed from his mother to start an agency. So I guess I probably wasn't the youngest CEO, but since then I may have been the youngest CEO. So the first thing was starting with a sustainable business model and achieving that feat. And that's what our founding years were about. It was this real entrepreneurial spirit disrupting the industry. At that time, there weren't any major organizations, advertising organizations, that were led by young Jewish men. So that was this amazing feat that our founders completed. The second phase was really about turning the organization into a global model. So we began to grow with our largest client, Procter & Gamble. As they began to expand their organization around the globe, we started creating agencies in the markets that were important to them. that's different than a lot of advertising agencies in that they've grown by acquisition, and Gray really grew on the heels of what their client needs were. The next phase of our history was really about infusing creativity into everything that we did. As I mentioned, we had been known as a strategic organization, but we hadn't always been known as the most creative organization. And when Jim Heekin joined the organization as the CEO in 2005, he brought in a team of people, myself included, who really wanted to turn the ship around and redefine what Gray meant in today's world. And so that's when we planted this flag of creativity. We established our global mantra of famously effective since 1917. And we really began to focus all of our work on delivering on famously effective, the strategic side as well as the creative side. So those were the phases that led us up to the centennial. And when I took the stage on August 1st, 2017, and had to talk about what we were doing in the future, I said, we're going to look at everything that we've done in the past, and we're going to reframe it. So what does it mean to have a sustainable business model? What does it mean to be global today? What's the real benefit of a global organization? What is creativity? How are we going to open the aperture on creativity and the definition of creativity? And if it took us 100 years to do those three phases previously, it's going to have to take us 5 years to redefine them in the future, because as we know, everything is moving so much faster today.
So let's look at the word creativity.
Yeah.
Everyone is talking about innovation. What is your take on the definition of what creativity is, and how did you reframe that at Gray Group?
Such a great question, because particularly in our industry, the word creativity is bandied about very loosely, and I think it's important to step back and really define for ourselves what do we mean by creativity. So for us, creativity is taking two or more things that have previously never been together and putting them together.
Wait. What a brilliant insight. You're taking two things, and in that simple sense, you've created something new, which is the definition of creativity.
Absolutely. That is exactly how we define creativity. And then in order for it to have some sort of resonance with people, it's important to really understand cultural factors that can impact the combination of those two things coming together. So for us, it's about understanding what's happening in culture, putting two or more things together that have previously never been together, and putting something into the world that is surprising, quite frankly.
This is Robert Riso on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Michael Houston, who is the worldwide CEO of the famous Gray Group. So we've spoken about creativity. We've spoken about innovation. How do you lead a team to deliver for the client? Because you're saying how you really grew based on, in the early days, Procter & Gamble's back. I mean, you grew with them for the client.
Correct.
So what is the connection between being creative and delivering the results in an effective way?
Well, it's important to clarify that it's not creativity simply for creativity's sake or art for art's sake. It's applied creativity to solve problems. So our mission is to use creativity to solve our clients' business problems. And that's what we've been doing for clients such as Procter, as well as all of the clients that we have around the globe today. And I think what's key to this is really helping not only clients understand, but our own internal organization understand that what's at the heart of creativity is diversity of thinking. That, again, you can't put unlike objects together unless there's diverse thinking. And
And in diverse thinking, you're not just talking about diverse on the outside, you're talking on the inside.
Absolutely. Of course, it's perspective that people bring to it. It's the different cultures that are influencing ideas. It's understanding that the client has a perspective and that we have a different perspective, and that diversity. And when those things come together, that's equally as important. What's most interesting about this to me, and I think one of the reasons that we have such strong relationships with our clients, is because most organizations aren't built to deliver diverse populations and diverse thinking. I think that most organizations and many cultures are rewarded for thinking the same way. And I believe that most of the organizations that are at the forefront today of technology and of disrupting industries are those companies that have created cultures that are rewarded for divergent thinking.
And on that note, we're about to take a break, but all of you CEOs out there, think about this concept. If you're reshaping your company, think to what is the heritage, what are the foundations, and then say, how do I reframe them? That's what we've just learned from Michael Houston. What is the website of Gray?
Gray.com.
There you have it. We will be back in a few. And when we come back, we're going to listen to Michael's insight on what quiet leadership means and how he moved into the CEO position. Back in a few.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Michael Houston, the worldwide CEO of Gray Group. Let's talk about your concept of quiet leadership.
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
I've often said that I don't want to be the CEO of any type of organization. I only want to be the CEO of a creative organization. And creative organizations are very delicate organizations in many ways. And what I mean by that is creativity is, as we've discussed, putting two or more things together that haven't been put together in the past. And that requires courage. It requires bravery. It requires an environment where people feel safe to have a different point of view than others in the room. And in fact, we have to reward people for having different perspectives than others in the room. So the concept of quiet leadership really comes into play because if, as an organization, we have leaders who are constantly telling people how to do things, if we are overly harsh on surveillance, if we reprimand people for not doing things the way we would have done them, we're not creating and fostering an environment of creativity. And so if we want creativity, and that's what I'm in the business of,
that's great.
We absolutely have to understand that at certain points, we need to step back and allow people to do what they need to do. They need to feel free to take the risks that they need to take. They need to understand that when they fail, that's okay. It's all part of the scientific and creative process. We have to get back on it, and we have to fail quickly. So I'm not advocating tons of failures. But what I am advocating is not telling people that in their bravery to experiment, that if it doesn't go exactly as planned, that that was a mistake. It was all part of the creative process.
And it sounds like the more you enable that environment, the more creativity, the more innovation is going to occur, hence the better outcomes. And that starts with the diversity of thinking and an acceptance of failure.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, some of my colleagues and I have done a lot of studying of creativity and looked at children to understand at what point children become less creative and where that creative spark begins to fade a little bit. And in looking at those things and identifying those things, we've then created and tried to create an environment within our agency where we don't allow those creativity killers to live.
That is really interesting. So based on this, CEOs everywhere that I speak with are looking to improve their organizations. You, as an advertising agency that I think out of the last 5 years, twice you've won the best advertising agency in the world.
That's right.
Best culture, a lot of awards, J.D. Power Awards, right. Presidential Award. What advice do you have to CEOs on how they could build innovation into the fabric of their own organization?
So it's a great question, and I think that at its most simplest form, the way toward innovation is not to force the innovation.
And any advice on how you build that environment?
Absolutely.
What a CEO should do.
So,
is it meetings? Is it not charging people for failure?
No. I think the secret behind it is really bringing in as many diverse points of view as one can stomach. It again, bringing in those points of view and all that diversity, there's a collision. There are going to be sparks. There are going to be arguments. There are going to be failures. There are going to be heated tempers. If you don't like that and you don't enjoy that, then I would argue that perhaps innovation is not
for you. Don't try it at home.
Exactly.
So thank you for that insight. And I guess that all ties into your idea that creativity emerges from two disparate pieces coming together.
Exactly right.
So let's look at your upbringing in the business. Really, you weren't an account manager. You weren't a creative. You had a different upbringing. Talk about what it was in your upbringing that led you to the path of becoming CEO of the Venerable Gray Group.
Absolutely. So my first job in advertising was actually the product of a letter that I had written, a very impassioned letter that I had written Jay Shiat, which in the day,
he was the hot.
Yes.
Everyone loved him.
So in the 80s, his agency, Shiat Day at the time, was at the absolute pinnacle of creativity. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wanted to be in the center of that. And the reason I wrote him this letter is because I was actually studying advertising in a journalism school, and the curriculum was not a curriculum that I agreed with. And in particular, what I didn't agree with is that someone had to relegate himself to a certain department, that either I was going to be a suit or I was going to be a creative. And I said, hang on a second, what about the strategy? What about the production that brings this thing to life? How come a suit can't have a creative thought? How come a creative person can't actually be business oriented? So I wrote him this letter, and Jay called me back and said, you've asked me a lot of questions, and unfortunately, I can't answer them all for you, but fortunately, I can give you the environment where you can answer them for yourself.
Love it.
And so my first job, I actually worked on a single account and worked in every single department on that account. Coming out of that, I decided that I probably did need to focus a little bit, and I started in I then moved into an account management track, but eventually really found what I think was my calling in business development. And the reason that I loved business development and spent almost 20 years doing pitches, pitch after pitch after pitch, was because I got to experience and touch all aspects of the business, the creative, the business, the planning. And I did that in extremely truncated time frames. The beauty of a pitch situation is you have no time to come up with the answer, and the entire agency needs to come together very quickly, rally around a strategy and a point of view, and blow everything out as quickly as possible. So, yes, I like to touch every aspect of the business. Perhaps my colleagues don't like it because many times I think I am the strategist or the lead account person or the creative on the business. But I also invite them to play those roles as well.
I'm going to ask you one more question. But first, everyone listening in, think about this. If you want to create innovation in your organization, get as many diverse people as you can. Get them all in the room, let the sparks fly, and see what happens. Create that environment. So now you've about 1 minute left. Talk about the future of Gray Group.
So the future of Gray Group, first and foremost, I would say that it's extremely bright. And the reason I believe that is because we've got an amazing global team that has come together and believes in a vision where creativity will still have extreme power to move people. For as many changes and disruptions that exist in the world, there's actually a fundamental thread in what we do in connecting to consumers. People still value storytelling. People still have emotions and want to be moved. People still love and spark to creativity when they've seen things that they hadn't seen before. And that's what our business is and has always been about. Yes, technology will change things. There will be new media outlets. There are going to be tons of things that will change. But the fundamental of the business is, in terms of using creativity to move people and drive businesses for our clients, that will never change.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you, Michael.
Great
on
to
the
be
CEO
here.
Show.
Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Trunzo. How are you, Bob?
Great, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Bob is the CEO of CUNA Mutual. So it's a company over 80 years old, and what we're going to talk about later is your leadership philosophy and the turnaround. But first, tell everyone exactly what your business model is.
CUNA Mutual, old line insurance company located in Madison, Wisconsin, with offices across the country. Primary market, credit unions, credit union members, and American middle market consumers. Life insurance products, financial services products, really driven to serve hardworking middle America.
So you've won a lot of awards now, most ethical company, many years. What would you say is unique about CUNA Mutual?
Robert, a couple things that are really unique. Number one, really a mission-driven organization. We would all like to take credit for that, but that's ingrained in the company's 85-year-plus history. So it's mission-based. We do the right thing for the consumer. Number two, what's unique and different about us is we're smart enough to engage in a 5-year transformation to change how our company operates and to think about and how to plan for the future. And I think the third thing that's truly unique is we're a mutual insurance company. So we can make some of these changes. We can take this risk. We can make key decisions because our horizon may be a little bit longer.
You're not reporting quarterly to Wall Street.
We
still have shareholders.
I don't miss the quarterly phone calls, but I will tell you that, you know, we have rating agencies and we have, you know, obviously we have, you know, we like to think of ourselves as a mutual insurance company with public company principles, but we can at times take a little longer approach on development and taking risk. And we believe when we do that, that makes us a better company and makes us more relevant to our consumers.
So let's talk about that 5-year plan. It's 2014, you become CEO. You have about 3,700 employees, about $3.5 billion revenue today. What was the situation like, Bob, in 2014, if you give a before and after of when you became CEO?
So when we entered, we knew we needed a major strategic plan, and we knew we needed to change the trajectory of the company. And you may say, well, why did you need to do that, Bob? And for a couple of reasons. We saw long-time great loyalty with credit unions, great loyalty with consumers, credit union members. We saw a little bit of that eroding. We heard comments like, well, you guys are really good, but what are you going to do for us in the future? Are you thinking about the future? People are calling on us that aren't named CUNA Mutual, and they're offering some things that you guys have talked about but you've never done. So we backed up and we said, look, we've got to change our strategy, and we not only have to change the strategy for the present, but we have to have one foot in the future. We have to think about where we're going to go. So we put a comprehensive plan in place, and we got help to do that. And it evolved around a couple things. Number one, the use of Agile and how we do business. Think 2014, old line insurance company, can't make decisions, slow making decisions, Agile. We pushed all that decision making down. We said we want to move fast, we want to move quickly. Number two, spent money. You know, as CEOs, we don't like doing that, but you had to commit substantial dollars to reinvest back in the company. Easy to say that, very hard to do that at the time when you're balancing that versus earnings and growth. Number three, dedicated teams. We took a lot of our people out of some of their jobs and said, this is the transformation project you're working on for consumers. This is the transformation project you're working on for the industry, for credit unions. Laying a marker down and then sticking with it and understanding that you're going to fail. Some of this stuff isn't going to work, but we've had great success. Let me give you a couple examples. Number one, think about how you deal with the American consumer right now. The American consumer in financial services, in personal purchases, anything you want to do, a massive, massive amount of choice. Financial services, we're competing against people you would never even heard of, right? And so we said our consumer unit needs to be more consumer-focused, needs to more have a retail feel. So when we started...
Wait, you just decided retail? Why retail?
Because we wanted the insurance buying experience to be like everything else. We wanted it to be similar to your Amazon experience. We wanted it to be similar to your online shopping experience. We wanted it quick, efficient, be explained very clearly what the consumer was buying, and serve that consumer, Robert, when he or she wants to buy the product. And by the way, with us, buyer is female, head of household. Our whole consumer team at CUNA Mutual, 75-80% female leaders. Those female leaders out of the retail industry. Victoria's Secret, Land's End, American Girl. Our philosophy was quite simple. We want to create a pleasant, efficient retail experience for our consumer designed by retail experts. Look, at our company, we got all the underwriters. We have all the actuaries you need, although even those numbers are declining as you get more consumer-centric. And we did that. Proof's pretty interesting. 5 years ago, that business was $700 million in volume for us. It's over $1.2 billion right now.
Huh.
Consumer-focused, consumer-centric. And our retail leaders, and we talk about retail leadership. Our retail leaders, not just focused on the experience, serving our customers, understanding what's important to them, what they're thinking about in their life, having a pulse on what is important to Middle America. We started up an analytics company. So if you back up, I talked to you about our credit union partners. Our credit union partners were talking about, unlike banks, some don't have the resources, some don't have the manpower to go deep in data analytics. Who's more uniquely positioned than CUNA Mutual with over 5,000 credit union customers?
Interesting.
We collect.
That's a brilliant strategy.
We collect the data anyway for our for our consumer business. So we started a data analytics company. We had some talent that we had one particular leader who was at Optum, who went through that at the United Healthcare Optum's division, and we started a data analytics company. And here was the conversation, very simple conversation with our board. That's an expensive business. The talent is expensive. The subject matter is complex. Credit unions were learning about data, learning how to manage their data, learning how to use the analytics to have a positive impact on how they do business. And let's back up for a second. This is not a panacea. Every article you read now, you need to do data, you need to do analytics, not a panacea. You still have to run your business. Does it inform you to run your business better? Does it lead you in a direction that's helpful? So we formulated this business from scratch. We took 75 people. We had some talent. We combined some outside resources. We opened this up to the credit union industry. We went from zero to, we could have had 500 customers immediately. Couldn't service 500 customers. But started the business, and we have 30 or 40 credit unions we're working with. Great promise for us. But again, why did we do that? Because it's about the future. It's about using data. It's about using analytics to make our credit unions perhaps as competitive with the other financial institutions they compete against. Discussion with the board was pretty simple. We're going to spend a couple hundred million dollars on this business over five to 7 years. Do you understand we're not going to make money for a while? You're going to get a return, but the metrics for this business completely different from the rest of our company. So, you know, you have your conversation with the CFO. Don't bug me about revenue. Don't come see me about profitability. We'll give you a short-term set of metrics. We'll give you a long-term set of metrics. But it has to be measured differently. If I could say anything to CEOs listening, when you do some of this innovation, when you think about what you need to do differently, what worked for us, We're dedicated teams, but the mindset that you have to measure the business differently. It's not your traditional business, and sometimes that's hard to get your head around.
Well, that's an exciting turnaround. And everyone listening in, think about this. Find an industry where you could learn from. Maybe it's retail for you. Maybe it's somewhere else. But if you find the right industry, you could recruit from there. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of financial services and who the competitors are and how you manage that type of operation. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Bob Trunzo, and he is the CEO of CUNA Mutual, and we talked about a tremendous turnaround where you actually brought in, you made data scientists a big part of the business, and you brought in retail people, and you brought in women all over the organization, bringing in a new vibrancy so you could deal with your customers better. Financial services is one of the most competitive spaces in the world. Where do you see the real competition coming from, and what are you doing to manage that?
Great question, and I will tell you, the competition of the future, we don't even know about right now. We have no idea. It can be a couple people in a garage somewhere inventing an app. It could be a couple people coming up with a process or a platform. That's the beauty of why you need to continue to innovate as a financial services company, why you continue to have to think about the future, because your customers are going to demand that. They can go anywhere, wide open. And I firmly believe that the companies that will succeed in financial services are already planning 3, 5, 7 years down the road. And that's what we're thinking about, because we want to be able to be top of mind with our market and with our consumer. And our credit union partners are demanding that. And you know, I think, you know, Robert, you talked about competitors. I think an additional ancillary question that's really important is you got to get there fast. You have to get there fast. And we were an old-line insurance company. Financial services companies are traditionally very speedy. And I think the big cultural change for us, and not only getting to where we are now, but where we need to get to in the future to compete, is the ability to move quickly. And, you know, CEOs will smile when they hear that. Well, that's kind of that's typical jargon,
agile,
right?
The word agile is one of the key words of your turnaround.
Agile, and I'm sure somebody's going, yeah, he's talking about going fast, but I'm talking about empowering to make decisions, sprints to get products up, testing to get products up, to get products down. That's all about agile.
But how do you actually implement that in a large organization?
So one of the successful ways that we did that is we actually formed a group, and we took them off our campus, away from our building. Said, get out of here. And don't come back other than for employee forums so you can figure out what's going on in the company. Another location, different culture, completely different approach to how they're running the business. Design a product, throw a product up, test it on the website, take it down. Throw it up, add a feature, take it down. Talk to consumers, take it up, change it, modify it. It's been successful for us because we've had to separate, Robert, a lot of those people from the parent company. Get them out, get them focused, get them off our campus, and understand they can't be shackled by 80 years of the company. And you know what we've also told them? We're not going to measure you in six-month increments. You've got to take your time. You have to show progress, but you got to drive it.
About how many people are in this factory?
We've had, if you include that entity, there's about 20. In the total transformation projects that we've had, two in the company, we've had as high as 50 or 60 at a time in multiple projects. And leaders of those projects, that's their job.
So they have no P&L responsibility? Nope. It's all innovation. So you're really building a culture of innovation here.
We have to build a culture. We have to build a culture of innovation.
Well, you're going to be competing against, it's not just the ankle biters you're talking about, it's also the Amazons, the Googles, you know, Apple's coming down in financial services as well.
Everybody. And you have to be prepared, as prepared as you can be. Now, we have a built-in advantage because we've got all these years of experience with, for example, our credit union customers. You stop and walk back.
We also have a great workforce in Wisconsin. People are
we have a great workforce in Wisconsin and in Iowa and in Kansas and in Texas. But you have to understand
Nebraska is has amazing entrepreneurship there.
Over 20 million American consumers have a TrueStage product from Keno Mutual. So we have that consumer awareness. And we perform. Let me give you a perfect example. We've even brought data and data analytics to our claims process. We pay our claims faster. We allow the consumer to do some of that online if he or she wants to do that online. And you know, some tragedies that you see around the country that are reported in the news. Unfortunately, we've had some of those insureds, and I will tell you that those insureds, through processes that we have their money in 24 to 36 hours, and generally don't even have to talk to the company.
Really?
That's what we do. That's why we have people that are so mission-based driven. And we respond quickly, and we cut the red tape, we cut the bureaucracy, and in those times of need, the last thing a family wants to do is figure out how to obtain a death certificate.
So here's a big question. When you're moving agile, what are the big technologies and digital disruptors you see coming down the pike in financial services?
I think those digital disruptors that are going to succeed are really the kinds of entities that make it absolutely painless to conduct a financial transaction. Not only painless and simple, but available to do it, Robert, when you and I want to do it. You want this, and this is this generation of instant demand, right? I want to go look at something.
Yeah, I got to cut you off because we only have 2 minutes left, and I want to ask you if you could codify the core of your leadership philosophy, what would that be? Because you did a huge transformation.
Transparency up and down the organization. Telling our leadership team and telling our folks, this is where we're going to go. This is how we're going to get there. We need you to do it. And oh, by the way, it ain't going to be a straight line. And there are going to be ups and there are going to be downs. But understand, we have to stick with it. We have to stick with it. My father was a very successful General Electric executive who actually said something that I have still remembered. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And that has stuck with me. And whether that is walking the halls of the company, which I do, whether that's all my legendary handwritten notes across the company to employees who've done a great job, or reaching out to our customers, which I love to do. And the sales organization may get a little frustrated with me because I probably reach out more than they would like me to. But if I can't be the chief salesperson for the company, then it's not a good day, Robert.
And on that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Bob.
Thank you, Robert.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.